You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
I'm Will Manning. I present Drive on Capital.
I'm Amy Vivian. I present Early Breakfast on Capital.
And I'm Greg Hughes, and I'm the Deputy Managing Editor of Capital.
I love how's a grandma.
So, how did you all get into radio?
When I was 10... I set up a mobile disco company, started DJing. How long have you got? Basically, I played music, I loved it, I started talking between it, and now I'm on Capital. Wow, that was 15 years condensed into 10 seconds.
Love it.
Mine's not quite so exciting, I'm afraid. I went to uni, did student radio, did local radio, then got to Capital somehow. Story done.
It all sounds like luck, doesn't it, when you put it
yeah.
Like that?
It was.
It all is luck, yeah.
Luck's a massive part of it. I started out when I was 15 and I went and did work experience at school at my local radio station. I started out in the newsroom, kind of fell in love with it there. Then went to do journalism at uni, fell in love with student radio, spent way more time doing student radio than doing my course. Then I got won a student radio award, got noticed by a radio station called Galaxy in Leeds, went in, sat on there, got a job on Galaxy. Galaxy became Capital. I moved to London, was a network producer, then produced the chart show, then was special projects and launched a few stations. Then I ended up being deputy managing editor. That's again,
that's a good answer,
15 years condensed into five.
I love how you condensed that. That was great.
Can I read you my answer? Yeah.
Go for it, if you want
no,
to.
I can't think of a way of doing it.
So your talk was on snoops.
Yes.
I don't know about anybody who's going to listen to this, but I didn't actually know what a snoop was before I came into that talk. So could you explain maybe what a snoop is?
Yeah, well, everyone's got when I've worked at a different station, they call it like listen backs or feedback sessions. It's essentially you sit in a room with a presenter, producer and a boss. You listen to a bit of radio and you sort of just dissect it and talk about what was good, what wasn't so good, how you could have done it better. And it's just kind of, it's just basically a big feedback session. It's just a healthy conversation to have that we have at Capital every week.
Yeah, there you go. Right,
there you go, exactly. So how often do they occur?
So I like to do a snoop session. We call them snoops, it's really negative. Feedback's probably more positive. But yeah, we do them once a week pretty much with every presenter, somewhere like once a fortnight. But yeah, so we do an hour a week with everyone. I've heard every excuse from every presenter about why they can't do it this
week. That's why I started laughing, because I was about to say, yeah, once a week, unless we can get out of it.
I've got a doctor's appointment, my cat's died, my fish ate my homework, all of those. But yeah, we do it once a week. I think it's really healthy just to listen back, because when you're in the studio and you're doing the show, you're so invested in it, and it's a different way of listening. Whereas when you just sit down and listen to what the audience hears, I think you take out different bits from it. And I think, you know, one of the things we wanted to land in the session today is it's not about checking in on people and judging you and scoring you and saying, oh, that was an A star show, or that was a D minus, and you must work harder. It's about just having a conversation and asking questions about, well, what should we be doing? Have you tried doing something like this? So it's meant to be constructive and just an opportunity where you can put the spreadsheets away, or you can kind of put your phone down and sit and listen to a show and go, okay, actually I could do that better, or I'd do that differently, or I really liked the way I did that. So it's just, I think it's just a healthy way of checking in on how the shows are sounding.
Do presenters know that they're going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the thought of who's been like,
oh yeah,
we're listening back. They're creeping up behind you. No, yeah, they're in the diary. Mine are 2 o'clock every Wednesday.
Oh, so they're quite a regular occurrence. Yeah.
Mine are 12 o'clock every Thursday.
Oh, I didn't realise that they were so like highlights of your week.
Yeah.
I do loads, so that I don't remember where they all are.
I really look forward to seeing you every 12 o'clock every Thursday.
What I have noticed is some presenters will put more effort in when they know they've got a snoop the day after. So I do like to kind of mix it up sometimes and go, oh, we'll listen back to last week. And it's like, oh, okay. But I think that goes after a while when people realise that it's not a check-in, it's just there. I mean, we're broadcasting all the time.
Everyone can
hear everything.
Yeah,
so
that's true. And also, sometimes, like, if we do different things and we want to listen to a specific show, we can ask you, like, oh, can we listen to... If it might be Thursday, but if I did something on Tuesday morning, I'd be like, oh, actually, can we listen to Tuesday? It's like, yeah, sure.
So sort of moving on from that, when we translate this to student radio, we don't have this sort of thing, or at least my station doesn't. I don't know if other stations have implemented it. Do you think it would be a good idea for student radio stations to follow sort of this procedure? Maybe not as often as you do, but maybe sometimes?
I think it's a really, really good idea for anyone that wants to be a radio presenter to take their shows and listen back to them critically. Now, whether you do that on your own, or whether you do that with someone who's in the industry, or even just someone else on your station, like, I think one of the things that came out of this is people obviously find it useful, and it's just about asking questions. That's all you're really doing. So buddy up with someone else, another presenter on your station, and go, right, once a week, let's listen to an hour of your show and listen to an hour of mine, or once a fortnight, or once a month. It doesn't really matter how often, but the idea that you're doing it. The other thing that I encourage everyone to do is just listen back to your shows in context. So stick them on your phone and then, you know, listen to it when you're driving around, or you listen to it when you're walking into work or into uni, just to hear it how the listeners hear it, because it's just, you never get a critical listen when you're in the moment doing it. You're enjoying it too much. You're thinking about everything else. You've got to take a step back from that and go, okay, how would the listeners get this?
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.